This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We started out the show talking about the FBI raiding the offices of Donald Trump's attorney. Just an absolutely unprecedented and shocking move, given attorney-client privilege, and these things aren't generally things that happen to attorneys' offices, especially the one who is the attorney for the President of the United States. That led to a larger discussion about FBI interview tactics and my claim that an FBI agent, Phil Christiana, said under oath during a trial that FBI agents do not record interviews, that they just take notes. And then also just kind of talking about the history of the FBI that we know of, their investigations into the New Hampshire Liberty migration, which, you know, if you really want to, you can take as a badge of honor. I mean, the fact that the FBI thinks that the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, the Free State Project, the Shire Society, the different movements that are encouraging people to move here who are libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, that we would deserve so much attention is a real, you know, a badge of honor. Thank you.
No,
thank
son,
you.
Don't break your arm. They would infiltrate Quaker meetings, too. Can you imagine being the FBI agent? Now, you know what a Quaker meeting's like, Ian. The vast majority.
Very quiet.
Like an assignment just to go to church, basically. Like.
No. Just sitting in church, at least you can be like, oh, this stupid person talking about this stupid stuff. Oh, time to stand up? Okay, I'll stand up. Oh, time to sit down? All right, I'll sit down.
No,
time to sing? Let's
what
sing.
Are called unprogrammed Quaker meetings.
Yeah.
There are those that have programming, but this is where people just sit around in a circle quietly. Mostly, I think, with their eyes closed.
I think you would just call it meditating for an hour.
But there's something where people can speak. So it's a little different than meditation because
sure.
They can vocalize during that meditation if they feel called to do so.
I wouldn't be able to say for sure. I haven't been to, well, I can tell you this. In the Quaker meetings that I have been to in the last 2 months, I don't believe one message has been shared.
Interesting.
So
I've heard it happen because I've been to some of them and I have heard it. It occur.
At my Quaker meeting, we're getting more and more into sitting
mm-hmm.
and less into, you know, whatever messages might come from God.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about FBI investigations. We were kind of running through the long history of encounters that the hosts of the show have had just here in New Hampshire with the FBI, checking out the movement up until their latest moves, investigating me for apparently selling Bitcoin, I guess. I don't really know what the allegations are. There are no allegations yet. They're just investigating. Let's go to David. He is in Keene, New Hampshire. Apparently he had a bad line before, but he's supposed to be there now. Go ahead, David.
Hello.
Hey there. We got you.
Is my line good this time?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sounds great.
Okay. This is my question. I believe Emily helps people with Bitcoin to do their taxes, but
Melanie, I'm sorry.
Yep, and so obviously anybody who does like crypto is like concerned about the man coming down on them. So I heard that, but because I thought that was the whole point of crypto was to not. And then I looked online and I hear these people saying, "Oh, I'm going to dutifully pay my taxes on my Bitcoin," and waving a moral finger at me because maybe I thought crypto was for something else and not, you know, no government required. But I'm just curious, what is the way to avoid it? I mean,
I don't know if Melanie can. Can you answer a question like that?
I'm not a cryptologist, and that would be the proper person to ask that question.
I can take a crack at it, but I mean, just as a tax professional, are you allowed to answer that question on the radio?
Also, you're never allowed, no matter who you are, to conspiracy to tax evasion.
The federal government does not allow you to talk about keeping your money if they say it's not yours, okay?
Well, I would say this, and I'm not interested in getting involved in a conspiracy, but on the basis of freedom of speech, which is something I still believe somewhat exists in the United States, I think that if people want to avoid paying taxes on cryptocurrency, they should probably purchase it in a way that does not show up in the system.
If you go to Coinbase and give them your social security number and your real address,
they'll be happy to provide
you
with...
sell, $500,000 in crypto, and they send you a 1099 for $500,000, or maybe more than that because of the way they've been doing the calculations. Okay, well, if you could hide that, then you wouldn't be talking to me, is the thing.
Right.
So,
and you're talking about the selling of it, So there's the two sides, right? There's the getting into cryptocurrency, the purchasing of it, or the receiving of it. Some people work for it, and they get paid in cryptocurrency.
You could very easily have bought crypto in December and be selling now at a huge, tremendous loss.
Can I ask one thing?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Okay. Does using Shapeshift throw a wrench in their works? And one other quick thing wasn't there something where you... It got divided through different something or other. I don't know. Somehow it gets divided and then goes back to you.
Yeah,
something.
I'm talking about like a splitter, like a Bitcoin mixer. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of an older. Yeah, thank you for the call, David. That's the Bitcoin mixers are kind of an old technology. So Dash has this built into it, but it came out before Dash with Bitcoin mixer websites, where you could send Bitcoin to the site, and if you believe them, these were darknet sites, so it could have been the CIA who was running the thing, or the FBI, these sites would allow you to mix, supposedly, the Bitcoin by, it would trade it amongst different, people that were participating in this, supposedly, or the site had multiple wallets and just sort of move around the coins, and they mix it up, making it harder to trace, adding some level of plausible deniability, supposedly, to those transactions. And so that was sort of one of the original technologies for trying to add a layer of privacy to what is inherently a not-so-private system, which is the Bitcoin blockchain, which is a public ledger. And it's what it is. Now, there are ways to use the Bitcoin blockchain in more pseudo-anonymous, kind of more privacy-oriented ways, like by creating a wallet not on a site like Coinbase. If you create a wallet through just like installing the Bitcoin Core wallet, then nobody necessarily knows that you've done that with the exception of you and anybody that you tell it to. So if you decide you want to tell the IRS about all of the Bitcoin that you've had, then however much of it you've sold, then of course they're going to be happy to give you a tax to pay on that Bitcoin.
Well, you could be sure that there's a computer program running right now attempting to identify every Bitcoin address and to whom it belongs, making conjecture and drawing conclusions from that conjecture and that sort of thing. I mean, we know for a fact... There's a Bitcoin address at bitcoin.freetalklive.com where tip Bitcoin right now, and that address has had a great deal of tips go through it.
A different address now, but for a long time it was the same address that you're referring to.
That old address, if for whatever reason, I guess you could go to archive.org and then run that address through and find out how much has been on that address and be like, wow, that's a lot of money. Well, what you have to consider is that address
at the time that it
was put up in 2011?
Yeah, something like that.
So if somebody wanted to send $100 to Free Talk Live, they were sending 100 bitcoins.
Right.
Okay.
Which now it's like $1 million, bucks or something.
Right, $1 million bucks or something to that effect. So, yeah, I mean, things have changed throughout time. I've got an address that's very similar that I put out there, and I put it out there a lot of times for donations. I don't do it much anymore, but it's out there. It's on the interwebs. You can find it. And it's had a lot of stuff go through it. I've done escrows for people. I've taken, donations way in the past, and I built an orphanage through that address, and all kinds of things that we've done with our the money, and they can find some. They've got some starting places, and then they're going to begin to extrapolate out of this blockchain what's going on, and quantum computing is only going to make it easier.
Yeah. So, that's where the newer privacy technologies like Monero or the zero knowledge proofs like Zcash has These are options. Monero, of course, was completely created from scratch. It wasn't based on the Bitcoin protocol, the Bitcoin system at all. It's something completely different called CryptoNote, as I understand it. So you've got different privacy-protecting technologies out there. Darknet marketplace websites have adopted Monero. To me, that's a real endorsement of Monero, Lynette, now that that has happened. Now Monero is apparently forking. I don't know if you heard this, but the Monero currency is apparently splitting off into at least two, if not four, different cryptocurrencies out there. So it's overwhelming sometimes. 855, 450, free like freedom. In fact, we got Bitcoin prosecution we'll tell you about coming up.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've got Discord, the Discord on-air call-in line room. You can jump in there over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure that you know about ForkFest. It's coming up in June, June 14th through the 18th. It's at the Rogers Campground, beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Just an absolutely splendid, stunning location right there the very first week, or I guess the last week of spring, right before summer officially begins. It's ForkFest, and it's decentralized. You might have heard of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We broadcast from that event for many years, and it's kind of, well, forked off, if you will, like a lot of the Bitcoin forks or forks of or schisms of other movements of religions and politics. And so ForkFest has forked into ForkFest, and so now there is two events that happen. One of them is ForkFest, which is a centrally planned event that's been going on for many years. And then there's ForkFest, the not-so-centrally planned. There's no committee. There's no tickets. There's, you know, just the campsite. You know, if you get your campsite with the campground and or RV site or motel room or camp off the site, you know, somewhere else, there's probably another campground in town if you don't want to be there. But ForkFest is happening at Rogers Campground, and it's June 14th through the 18th. We've got people asking questions about it in the Twitch chat tonight, which, by the way, you can join us on Twitch. That's where we do live video streaming of Free Talk Live. So just go to twitch.lrn.fm. And you can access that there, and there's a chat room built in that's a different chat than what we have going on in our Discord. So we've actually got two active chat rooms now that we kind of try to pay attention to these days, whereas back in the old days we just had one chat room, the IRC chat, and it kind of got overrun with trolls and was hard to moderate, and we never really ended up paying much attention to that one. So check that out at twitch.lrn.fm. But one of the questions was, does everyone camp, or do some people get rooms? And I would say that most people camp when it comes to going to events like ForkFest or ForkFest. Most people will get a campsite, and sometimes they'll share that site with multiple campers. So you might see a few different tents popped up on one campsite. I don't know what the exact rules are for Rogers Campground about that. I do know that they have some sort of limit, but we've seen those limits pushed in the past before as far as the number of people.
Yeah, well, in the week that they're flush with cash, try it the week before.
Well, either way, Mark, I'm not going to make any guarantees to anybody about how many people they can keep on a site. They'll have to, you know, check out Rogers. So those are the rules. I mean, if there are rules, they come from the campground. There's no organization that's creating rules for ForkFest. Basically, the rule is you create whatever you want. So if there's something that you want to see happen, maybe it's a musical performance, maybe it's speechifying or game night or whatever it is you want to do, you should probably put it together. Because this is going to be the kind of this event's going to hopefully attract the kind of people that can appreciate that. Or if you just want to kick back and camp in the woods with some libertarians, you can do that too. So go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. There's some community resources there, like a forum and some chat rooms that you can get involved in and connect with other people who are attending ForkFest 2018. It's the second year for this decentralized camping libertarian camping event, and once again, that is forkfest.party. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls, your thoughts, if you make them, about whatever's on your mind. So I mentioned there's another case here about Bitcoin. We talked in recent weeks about the Thomas Costanzo Morpheus case out of Arizona. And he, if you don't recall, was a libertarian, still is. Unfortunately, he's probably going to prison. He's a libertarian activist in Arizona. He has worked with our friend Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence over at freedomsphoenix.com, and was selling bitcoins on localbitcoins.com, which is a very popular bitcoin sales site, the very same site that apparently the FBI has been sniffing around me about. And so Morpheus, in this case, unfortunately, had sold some bitcoins to an undercover FBI agent who, at one point in the process of doing these sales, I think they had gotten a couple sales under their belt together. And these were in-person sales, by the way. Local bitcoins you can buy online, you can buy in person. So he was actually physically meeting this person in real life. So after a couple of successful sales, the undercover agent informed him while they were in a car together. This is according to one of the people who attended the trial and called in to tell us about it. While they were in a car together doing, you know, going to set up the next deal, he told him something like, "Oh yeah, I need this because I'm an FBI, because I'm a Russian heroin dealer." And then Morpheus, unfortunately, made the mistake of continuing to sell him Bitcoin.
I wonder how much, like, if that's not recorded.
I don't know if they record their undercover meetings. I suspect they do, because they had that.
Because I would really want to hear the tone of voice that someone used when they said, "I'm a Russian heroin dealer."
I'm sure it wasn't that exact wording. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, but there is that was kind of a like, if somebody's like, "Oh, I'm using this to buy drugs," that's one thing. That is kind of a pushing it kind of story, because then you bring up the issue of the "I'm not a participant anymore, I'm a hostage now" defense.
What do you mean by that? Because he's afraid of the Russian mafia or something like that? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know what his defense exactly was in that case, but whatever it was, it did not convince the jury, and they found him guilty of 5 counts of money laundering. Because after that one incident, they continued to have 4 more incidents of sales.
So, you know, that's very, 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 very important, people, is that if you're, for whatever reason, selling bitcoins to people, and they decide to share with you that they're going to do something that is legal or illegal or marginally legal, that you just not sell it to them.
Yeah, because walk away. That's illegal, and they're either at that point, they're either undercover, or they're really, really stupid. They're going to go around talking about your illegal transactions.
Right. So
either way,
bad idea.
They're ignorant and they need education. The best education life has to offer is real effing life.
Yeah.
Okay. And real effing life is if you say jocularly, "I'm a Russian heroin dealer, and I, you know, have no other choice but to believe that."
Mm-hmm.
You don't follow it up with, "No, I'm just kidding. I'm a college student trying to avoid having real work, have to work a real job once I make a huge amount of crypto."
I might even walk away if they said, "Just kidding." I mean, that would make me
pretty
nervous.
Yeah, at that point, I'm gone.
I agree with you.
First of all, I'm not getting in their car sell Bitcoin.
Well, right, but that's how some of these people do it. These are real-life deals. They might go into a McDonald's or, you know.
Right. McDonald's is different than your car.
If somebody thinks it's funny to say that to you when they're buying, you know, getting Bitcoin from you, and you don't know them from Adam, right, they may also think it's funny to josh around when you're at your jury trial. You know? I mean, do you want to deal with this kind of jokester in this kind of situation? Whatever they're buying and whatever they're selling, it isn't worth it.
So that was the latest episode from Local Bitcoin's arrest. Now here's one that's developing into a trial that should be starting very soon. This story from San Diego Union Tribune out of San Diego, California. Christina Davis reporting, Bitcoin isn't issued by the government, nor can it be deposited in a bank. So should it be subject to the same federal banking rules as traditional paper and coin currency? It's a question that federal authorities have been grappling with ever since digital currency took off a decade ago. One that will now be heard in a San Diego courtroom with the indictment of Morgan Rockcoons. Or Raccoons? R-O-C-K-C-O-O-N-S. Raccoons? Anyway, Morgan, he's 30 years old, was the target of an undercover sting that depicted him as being a prolific Bitcoin trader who exchanged Bitcoin for a butane hash oil manufacturer without complying with anti-money laundering banking rules. And we'll tell you more about his case coming up here in moments. Our friend Michelle Seven is going to be attending. We're coming up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about who's the Fed in the Free Talk Live Discord chat right now.
Have they dominated me?
Discord.lrn.
No, actually.
Thank
.fm.
Well, Ian said all angry people are the Fed.
No. I was talking about how Lumpy was the Fed when he first moved here. He was an early mover to the Keene, New Hampshire area. And it tends to be whoever the Fed, people consider to be the Fed, is like whoever's the new guy, basically. It's sort of like a phase that everybody goes through. Anyway, it's more of a silly thing than it is anything else.
Whoever is really the Fed is the most like blending in person who's just like doing nothing.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. 855, 450, free like freedom. Some of them are informants. You know, they're not necessarily on the payroll. They might have gotten caught for something and then...
They haven't even contacted me about money. I mean, I've been here on the air asking them,
for a handout.
Come on, tell me, show me the money. Show me the money. And they won't even get a hold of me.
So they are trying to get a hold of a 30-year-old gentleman out in San Diego, and we're going to continue that discussion here about a Bitcoin trader who is facing multiple federal charges. He's the next Bitcoin trader to go to court. The last guy ended up getting found guilty of money laundering because, well, he seemed to be knowingly assisting what he thought was to be a Russian heroin dealer with purchasing Bitcoin. And that,
which isn't really money laundering in like the traditional sense of what you would think of as money laundering.
Well, no, if you, as I understand it, and I'm not an attorney, but in this case, if the heroin dealer wants to clean his money, then one way in theory to do that would be to buy Bitcoin, right? And so if
Bitcoin doesn't have like a clean origination.
It's one way to take the proceeds of an illegal activity, which is what selling heroin is, and convert that into some sort of thing that you can use in the legal world, right? So that's what money laundering is. It's where you take, as I understand it, it's where you take the proceeds of an illegal activity, whether it be heroin or prostitution or running guns or whatever illegal thing.
Well, money laundering is when I tell the IRS I clean houses, but really I sell weed. That's money laundering.
Right, because you're taking the money from selling weed, which is the proceeds of an illegal activity, and you're trying to make it look like it was garnered legally.
Yeah, so
trying to pay the government.
Having Bitcoin doesn't accomplish that. You would still have to have an explanation as to where you got the Bitcoin. So that this argument makes no sense.
Well, I mean, it would be a way for you to get Bitcoin, and you can, of course, spend Bitcoin without anybody knowing that you've spent Bitcoin, right? Like, if you go and you buy a thing online with Bitcoin, you can, in some cases, not even use your real name and address, because usually you need to name and address to verify a credit card. So for instance, if you go to the Free Talk Live AMP program, at amp.freetalklive.com, and you would like to AMP anonymously, you can do that. You just have to use Bitcoin. Because if you're going to use PayPal or you're going to use a credit card, you're going to have to identify yourself. Because that's the way the old banking system works. There's identities tied to accounts. Bitcoin doesn't have that. So you can pay from any old Bitcoin account that you want to, that you have control over, that nobody necessarily has to know that you have. You can then get all the perks of being an amplifier on the Free Talk Live website. And nobody has to know who you are, because you could put in a BS name. You can write whatever you want in there. You can use a throwaway email address.
Just say you don't want your name up.
Well, no, but I'm saying you could not give us your name. So you're talking about where the AMP program allows you to post your name publicly as one of the perks. Yeah, you can do that too. But I mean, behind the scenes, we don't know who you are. If you use Bitcoin, unless you want to give that info over, and then again, it's up to you. So that's my point. So if you have Bitcoin, you can still buy things online without necessarily revealing who you are, which would mean you wouldn't be able to be traced. But anyway, the point being that the federal government is coming after people for selling Bitcoin, and this is the latest case. 30-year-old Morgan Rock Coons charged with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business and so-called money laundering, which is their favorite. This is the thing they're going after all of these people with, is money laundering charges. But you also happen to see them usually involved with assisting somebody with some sort of drug sales thing or some sort of drug acquisition or related thing. Now, this one's a little bit different because this involved a piece of equipment. Let me get a little bit further into the story. So the case has re-energized the debate over how the virtual currency marketplace is regulated and whether such criminal prosecutions can stand up in court. Most cases have, but judges in a few prosecutions have taken provocative positions that Bitcoin is not currency, suggesting the issue is far from being case closed. And in most of these cases, people are taking plea deals. So in most cases, you don't have someone going to trial in these Bitcoin charges.
Right.
That's not necessarily a trial issue, though. So if you write the motion to dismiss on the grounds that I'm not laundering money because you're not alleging a laundering of money, and then that gets granted or not granted, and presumably not granted if you're
taking
a plea, yeah.
Well, in this case, despite the recent surge in attention, Bitcoin remains new and novel, according to Brian Klein, who's an L.A. attorney who's become an expert in cryptocurrency law and has clients around the country. He continued saying, quote, Bitcoin has captured the imagination of a lot of people. It's an exciting field to be involved in, and there's still a lot of new legal ground to be plowed.
Yeah, I'd really like the IRS to get very clear on what constitutes a taxable transaction of Bitcoin and what doesn't.
I would suspect they would say all of them would be.
Yeah. They are pretty clear on that.
Yeah, they're pretty clear that they have made what for some people is a completely impossible list, right?
To try to track that. Yeah.
Right. If they want me to tell them every transaction that I made in every cryptocurrency in 2017, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
A Bitcoin prosecution has not yet been tested in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Could the Rockcoons case break any new legal ground? Well, on his Twitter account, an outspoken Rockcoons characterizes the case as, quote, the insane federal government hell-bent on banning Bitcoin use, and, unquote, and has put himself in the role of Bitcoin defender. He told the Union Tribune in a Twitter message when asked about the case, quote, this case will basically make Bitcoin use a crime, something I will not allow as CEO of Bitcoin Incorporated. I don't know what that is, but apparently he's the CEO of it.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. He says, it's my fiduciary responsibility to protect all Bitcoin users, Bitcoin developers, and Bitcoin companies using the Bitcoin network worldwide, so I'll fight these made-up bogus charges all the way to the Supreme Court if I must, unquote. Ballsy. You got to give him credit for that. That's awesome, because he's probably facing many years in prison here.
Who is this? Morpheus?
No, the Morpheus case is closed. Okay. Mark Morpheus was found guilty on five counts of money laundering.
I thought this next one was a woman.
This is a man named Morgan.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what's got me messed up.
Morgan Rockcoons, a 30-year-old out in California. Apparently, he's the CEO of Bitcoin Incorporated. And I don't know what, again, we don't know what that is. But Bitcoins are, according to the story here, the most popular kind of digital currency, defined succinctly by the website LifeWire as, quote, an electricity converted into long strings of code that have money value. And that's not a particularly good definition of it, but a better definition might be a decentralized form of currency, electronic currency that is created by the marketplace, created by programmers, and governed by the people rather than by the government and the banks. But going on. You can't hold Bitcoin like a dollar bill, but the long code has value and is kept in a virtual wallet to be held onto as an investment or to be used to buy goods. Some major retailers accept Bitcoin, but it hasn't caught on as pioneers had hoped. Of course, I imagine it took a while for credit cards to catch on, too, once those came out. Its anonymity, says the article, makes it the currency of choice for the dark web, which hosts a massive underground marketplace for everything from child porn to drugs to identity theft to murder for hire. The law surrounding how Bitcoin can be exchanged is found in guidance from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, the arm of the U.S. Treasury Department that works to combat money laundering with regulations. In 2013, FinCEN announced that virtual currency was no different than standard currency when it comes to following the Bank Secrecy Act. The guidance requires people in the business of exchanging Bitcoin for traditional or other type of currency to register with FinCEN and follow other anti-money laundering measures as banks do. And I will disagree with that interpretation.
Okay.
So, according to an attorney who's looked at this matter and written a legal opinion about this matter, if you are exchanging dollars for other foreign currencies, you are a money services business under the government's definitions. Doesn't have anything to do with exchanging dollars for cryptocurrency. We can come back and talk more about that. That's my interpretation. I'm not an attorney, so but that is what an attorney's opinion was. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Plus, do want to let you know about liberty.menu. If you've got a business and you want other libertarians to know about it, if you're a liberty-minded person, like you are somebody who rejects the initiation of force, and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. Just add your business to liberty.menu, or if you've got more than one business or, you know, one project that you want people to know about, add them all, because it's free to do that over at liberty.menu. It'll show you on the map, and it's, you know, map-based, and you can put all kinds of details in there about your business. Your customers can leave reviews. They can rate your business. And hopefully you'll get more libertarian customers because you're listed in the key Liberty Business Directory, which is liberty.menu. It's the best. There have been a few attempts at this in the past. This is the best one. It looks great. It's easy to use. Just head on over to liberty.menu and get your stuff up there. Not just businesses, but also if you've got a Liberty event that you're working on or you're helping with, you can list that and also digital content. So if you're a creator, you can be listed at liberty.menu, so get on over there. And then use code FTL. If you want, you can get a special badge with that. But again, there's, you know, you don't have to buy anything. You can just list whatever you want there for free at liberty.menu. So we're talking about the latest victim of federal prosecution for Bitcoin-related activity, specifically, I think, selling Bitcoin. We'll get into some of the allegations in the case here in a moment. But the piece here is from the San Diego Union-Tribune, where they're asking some of the larger questions that these prosecutions against Bitcoiners bring up, because they almost always come at these people with charges of money laundering And in the case of Morpheus, the more recent one, those charges stuck. But in the case of Morpheus, they also dropped some charges that they came at him with. And one of the charges they dropped in the Morpheus case was, I believe, the same charge that they're hitting this guy with. This is 30-year-old Morgan Rockcoons, who's facing a charge of operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business.
So they dropped that.
That got dropped, and Morpheus went to court. So the people who've been convicted of running an unlicensed money-transmitting business, so far as I understand it, are the ones who've taken a plea deal on that charge.
Okay.
Morpheus was like, I'm going to trial. And then they dropped the charge.
Did they drop the charge of possession of ammunition?
They dropped that, too.
Okay.
Interestingly.
I've never even heard of a felon in possession of ammunition.
Well, apparently...
This is California, though, right?
No. Nope. Well, in the case of Morpheus, it was Arizona. This new case is California. Morpheus was arrested during the initial search of his house. They found ammo, and they charged him with felon in possession.
Yeah, I don't know how much it was. It could have been a bullet left by an ex-roommate, for all I know.
Could have been, and I don't know the exact rationale for dropping it. It had something to do with that in Arizona, it wouldn't be a felony in order... Like, if you were a felon in possession of ammo in Arizona, that's not a felony or something, and so therefore, because it was in Arizona, they had to drop it. Something, it was something convoluted like that, and
yeah.
I may not be recollecting exactly.
Well,
what it was.
You know, of all the things, look, I didn't even know that was illegal. I've touched ammunition in the last decade.
And you're a felon.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you get a mess to clean up, somebody leaves something or whatever. You know, I mean, it's not like you're going to kill anybody with a bullet.
So they claim here that FinCEN had announced that virtual currency was no different than standard currency when it comes to following the Bank Secrecy Act, and they require people in the business of exchanging Bitcoin for traditional or other type of currency to register with FinCEN and follow other anti-money laundering measures as banks do, including knowing the identity of the customer and reporting any transactions over $10,000. Many states also require money transmittal businesses to be licensed. So the thing that I was saying here is I disagree with this legal interpretation. There are attorneys out there, like an attorney that I happen to know, that provided a legal opinion on this matter, which is very similar to the opinion that I had held, which is that, no, you're not a money services business if you're selling Bitcoin. And all you have to do is look at the definition of what a money services business is to know this. Money services businesses, and I don't have the definition right in front of me, but there's several different things that a business can do that would make them a money services business. And like one of those things is check cashing. Well, that's not applicable here. Another thing is, let's see, there's money transmission. So that's where, like,
take
Western
money from
Union,
one location, send it to another.
Right.
That's what Bitcoin does on its own.
Right. And you can't arrest Bitcoin in that case.
Yep,
and
they'd
in
like
this,
to.
And in this case, you're not doing that anyway, Mark, because you're just selling Bitcoin to another person. So
right.
There's not a third location. There's not a third party involved in that.
Well, so, Bitcoin never actually changes location.
True. It's on a ledger.
It's just the assignment of the Bitcoin goes to different locations. So,
yep, that's true.
You know, if ownership of... I don't know. What are we talking about? A stack of cash, right? Yeah. So, you know, money transmission would mean moving money from one location to another. But if a stack of cash stayed in one location, but the owner of that stack of cash changed from Albuquerque to, you know, I don't know, Nova Scotia,
mm-hmm.
then you have, you know, ownership has changed across country lines, but still...
The money's still there.
The money's still in the same location. This yeah. is one of the difficult things is that these laws were written for the 20th century and attempt to be enforced in a 21st century super government non-organization. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. I mean, ultimately, if you really want to make an interesting argument about Bitcoin, and this this is a kind of a different approach, is that Bitcoin's freedom of speech. Bitcoin is code. In the same way that, so not using money as an example,
right.
but using, you know, the first copy of Beethoven's, you know, one of his symphonies, right? A piece of valuable speech. Somebody could buy and sell a piece of speech, right? Something that was valuable. A painting is speech. And it's expression. And Bitcoin was the expression of Satoshi Nakamoto, the person or persons, whoever it was, we don't know, who wrote Bitcoin back in 2009.
Yep.
That's the creator of Bitcoin. That person spoke it into existence, and the people who are trading in Bitcoin are just simply trading in free speech. They're trading in a digital creation.
Yeah.
A thing on the internet. Ones and zeros.
Yeah, if somebody took a copy of the one of the original Declaration of Independences and decided to cut each letter out and then hand it around to people, and people decided each letter was worth something on this old hemp paper or whatever the heck it's on,
right.
And then they moved it around back and forth, What's that?
In this case, this speech is worth something because it does what it says it's going to do, which is to say that it provides cryptographic security, which provides real value for transferring value over the Internet. And it does it well. If it didn't do it well, it wouldn't be worth $6,000 or $7,000 per unit right now. Because it would be hackable. It would be broken. It would be, you know, destroyed, and it wouldn't be working at all. So anyway, the other point on the money transmitter, or the, excuse me, the money services business claim is that one of the other things they might allege is that, well, you're doing a currency exchange. If you actually look at the definition, it's foreign currency exchange.
And it has to be, otherwise it would be illegal to give you change for a dollar.
Explain that. What do you mean?
So if it was just illegal to exchange currency, Federal Reserve notes are currency. So if you're like, can I have change for a dollar? That's an exchange.
There are also two competing currencies in the United States. The U.S. Mint will make you Sacagawea coins. Mm-hmm. All right. $1 Sacagawea coins. And there's also there's the old Eisenhower ones, and they're in circulation. And there's the Susan B. Anthony ones. So there are three U.S. Mint dollars. And then the Federal Reserve is also making dollar bills. And the Federal Reserve is making the presidential coins. I don't know if they're still making them, but they were at one point relatively recently.
Yeah.
So there are two competing U.S. currencies, the U.S. Mint's currency and the Federal Reserve's currency. And if you took one and accepted it for the other and exchanged them back and forth, no one would say a thing about that being an illegal currency exchange. No one would think about it for a moment, but the fact of the matter is it's domestic currency.
Right. So foreign currency is generally defined as currency of a foreign government. A central bank currency. Now, that's not to say they couldn't update the money transmitter or the money services business regulations to include virtual currency, but as of the last time I looked, they hadn't. And certainly as of the time the FinCEN bureaucrats sent out their 2013 notice, it had not been included.
That would be interesting because then they would have to either recognize the blockchain as a foreign country, which is really weird,
mm-hmm.
or they would have to specifically write in crypto to their statute.
They would. And to my knowledge, they have not done that. So
that's
anyway.
Going to come, though. I mean, crypto is, at this point, major banks... Major bankers, George Soros, mm-hmm. hedge funds, major banks are including Bitcoin in their portfolio. Bitcoin is something real. It's here to stay. Crypto, obviously
Bitcoin
is crypto.
But people also have, like, other commodities like corn and, you know, farm products or whatever in their portfolios as well. You can have all kinds of things in your portfolio.
It would be really, really awesome if the federal government would just go ahead and recognize crypto as a commodity.
Didn't the IRS already say that? And a federal judge?
Yeah, but they're...
They
do what they want, agency. When they want, how they want.
That's true.
If they had some consistency, we'd be able to figure all this out.
Right. So unfortunately, we got a bunch of people catching criminal charges in federal court. And we'll tell you more about what's happening to the guy out in California coming up here because he's going to court tomorrow. And our friend Michelle Seven's going to be there to report on it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.